Four-year-old Shahad is approaching her one-year anniversary as a refugee. In September 2012, her home near the Syrian city of Hama was destroyed. The aftermath was captured on mobile phone video. Shahad's father, Yahya, describes what he saw when he arrived at the house.
We were pulling the wounded out from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. Two of my children were killed.
Yahya took his two surviving daughters and fled to Lebanon. Shahad has now become the face of the United Nations World Refugee Day on June 20th. But this one girl's harrowing story is being repeated across Syria. Antonio Guterres, the UN's High Commissioner for Refugees, is currently touring Syria's neighbours and visited Shahad's new home city of Sidon in Lebanon Wednesday.
Lebanon is facing an existential threat and needs and deserves massive support from the international community. It is absolutely essential that the wonderful generosity we witnessed here in villages like this is met by the whole world.
Fadi Hakura, an analyst at London's Chatham House, says there is resentment that the West isn't doing more.
About 1 million Syrian refugees in Lebanon and over 500,000 Syrian refugees in Jordan are putting enormous strain on the local resources, on the local services, and that's also causing some negative feeling.
Elsewhere, there are many crises that remain relatively ignored, such as the refugees who have fled the violence in Mali, says Dr. Unnikrishnan, head of disaster response at the global charity Plan International.
Plan works in Burkina Faso, where there are thousands of Malian refugees there today. And even when the funding is coming, it is extremely difficult to raise funds for some of the invisible needs like child protection, education for refugee children, and psychosocial care and support.
According to the UN, developing countries like Burkina Faso host 85% of the world's refugees. Dr. Krishnan says the youngest refugees sometimes aren't even counted.
Children who are born in refugee camps often leave. They move on to the next generation, they move on to the generation after that, and we have such instances. So registering the birth and having that identity is absolutely crucial, because that will allow them to access education and more choices in future.
55% of all refugees come from five war-ravaged countries: Afghanistan, Somalia, Iraq, Syria and Sudan. Back in Lebanon, Yahya still fears for his daughter's future.
She has seen fighter planes, artillery, missiles. There is nothing she has not seen.
In Syria, the artillery and gunfire continue relentlessly. The UN estimates that 3.5 million people will have fled the country by the end of the year. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.